From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Barack Obama entered the annals of history last night, and he took a unique place in African-American history as the first to become a presidential nominee. We wanted to hear what this moment means for some African-Americans, and we found these voices in St. Louis.
I think it'd be good for the country. You know, show us everybody's created equal, and anybody can be president of the United States.
This country has supported Barack Obama. It's not only black people who are supporting him. He's gotten overwhelming support across this country.
I think he should be the president for real.
Making history.
Yeah.
It's a change. It's time for a change.
It surely is.
It's time for a change.
Well, he'll inherit the mess that the Republicans have left. And, you know, he'll have to govern. And, you know, we've got a war that he has pledged to stop. And, you know, he'll have his work cut out for him, but I think he's up to the task.
I remember before the 60s, and I think this may be what King saw when he went to the mountaintop. This is what a lot of people suffered and died for. Schwerner, Cheney, Viola Liuzzo, they must be smiling. Medgar Evers, this is what it was all about.
Those names of people who died in the civil rights movement were listed by Nola Rhodes. We also heard the voices of Keith Brookins, Robin Boyce, Valencia Jeffries, and Jerika Johnson, and Michael Green, all African-Americans who were at City Hall in St. Louis earlier today.